It's November, and welcome to another episode of COVID Chronicles, a podcast by, for, and about people affiliated with Portland Mennonite Church in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Gloria Nussbaum, and my guest is Karen Nussbaum. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Gloria. I'm glad to do this with you.
I'm so delighted to have you. And we'll just clear up the first thing is that Nussbaum is my married name and it's your married name. So theoretically, our husbands are somewhere related in the distant past. And as we say, we're not aware that we're related, but it would be okay if we were.
Right. I think they've played the Mennonite game and have figured out it's pretty far back that if they are related.
Exactly. Well, as you know, we begin at the beginning, and I don't know a whole lot about you, but I think you may be a native Oregonian.
I am a native Oregonian. I was actually born in North Bend, Oregon, soon after my dad had just gotten out of the Navy. My mom and dad had lived in Virginia, and they had moved to North Bend, which is where I was born. But soon after I was born, my parents divorced, and so my mom moved here to Portland to be closer to her family. Her mother lived here and her brothers. So then I grew up here in Portland.
What was your maiden name?
Hurley.
How many siblings do you have, and where do you fit in the family?
There are four of us all together. I have two older sisters. My oldest sister, Nancy, is 2 years older than me. And then I had an older sister, Judy, who was 1 year older. And then there's me. And then I have a brother, Dale, who is about 2.5 years younger than me. So I was third of three girls in 3 years. So my mother was very busy with us kids.
In my family, we have three girls and a boy. The boy is the youngest. I'm the second girl. So we have another interesting family connection there. So about how old were you when you moved to Portland?
I don't even think I was a year old when my mom moved here. I don't know for sure, but I know I pretty much lived here all my life. And I grew up in Northwest Portland before it was known as the Pearl. It was a pretty residential area where we grew up. I went to, at that time, it was called Cooch Grade School. It now is called Metropolitan Learning Center. It's on Northwest Gleason, and that's where I went to grade school.
Were you able to walk to school? Was it close enough? Or
yes, we always walked. We pretty much walked everywhere or took the bus because my mother didn't drive. She actually didn't start driving till she was in her, I think, late 40s. And so we, as a family, we walked everywhere or we took the bus. At that time, it was called Rose City Transit. We were all very good at getting around on the bus. So, but yes, we walked to school.
So you have no memories of life before Portland?
No. Mm-mm.
How old were you when your mother allowed you to ride the bus by yourself?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I think I was probably late grade school, I would say, probably at least maybe sixth or seventh grade. Usually she would ride the bus with all of us, and the bus driver would say, you know, keep them under control, lady, when she would get on with all four of us kids. But we did a lot more of walking everywhere, even more so than taking the bus, because we, you know, we would walk to the grocery store, walk to school, that kind of thing. But I think I was more junior high age before I started writing myself.
What kind of work was your mother doing?
She became a nurse. She was a licensed practical nurse. And so she worked at St. Vincent Hospital when it wasn't where it is now. It was more like kind of up on a hill. And then she worked some at Good Samaritan. Mostly at Good Samaritan when we were growing up. And then in her later years, she worked at different nursing homes. But she was a nurse. And so was my grandmother. My grandmother was a registered nurse. So,
and did she work shifts that allowed her to be home with you most of the time when you were at home or not in school? Or how did that work out in terms of you children and being home?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time that I remember, she worked the graveyard shift. And we were probably left home alone a lot sooner than we should have been. My oldest sister was probably, I don't know, fourth or fifth grade, I would say, probably when we started being left alone at night, because mom worked close enough that she could always kind of see our house. But it was really hard in this day and age. That would not be acceptable, I'm sure, but it would have been hard for her to pay daycare, that kind of thing. So us kids kind of, you know, made it on our own at night. So, but I do remember her working some day shifts when we were real young, and we did have different babysitters and that kind of thing. But most of her career was spent working graveyard.
Do you remember how that felt? Were you scared that you were home alone, or was it just the way it was? Or
it was kind of scary, but a lot of it was just sort of the way it was. I think the scariest part was my brother would have nightmares, and he would wake up, and so us girls would try and calm him down, that kind of thing. And I can really remember sometimes when one of us would wake up hearing a noise of some kind, we would wake all the other kids up. So all four of us would walk through the house, you know, with a shoe or a bat or something, trying to figure out what the noise was. So it was, yes, it was a little bit scary, but it was also kind of just how we knew it. It was sort of just what we knew. And we always knew that there were neighbors close by, that if anything would happen, that we could run to their house. And the hospitals weren't far from our house either, so mom could have gotten there pretty quickly, probably.
So you went to elementary school. Do you remember how you felt about school? Was that something you enjoyed, or was it something you dreaded?
I enjoyed the social part of school. I didn't so much enjoy the studying book part of school, but also I had so many good friends, and you know, a lot of the neighborhood kids went to the same school. You know, it was in the 60s and 70s that I was going to school, and I think it was when I was in about sixth grade, they started bussing in the children from the North Portland area. So the Black children started being bussed in. And those years were really difficult. They didn't want to be there, and we didn't want them there. There was a lot of racial problems in Portland at that time. So it was a really difficult time, but it was also a time that I really learned to appreciate people that were different than me. I really made good friends with some of the girls, some of the Black girls, and really learned to appreciate people that were different. But it was a difficult time. So, yeah.
And what was happening church-wise for you at that point in your life?
Well, my mom, since she worked at the hospital, there were a lot of men here that were in, because of the Vietnam War, they weren't drafted. So they were doing what they called 1W service, which was their alternative service. And a lot of them worked at the hospital, and their wives worked at the hospital too, I think. Now, this is a little bit shady for me, but someone invited my mother to church, to Portland Mennonite Church. And at that time, Portland Mennonite was over in Northwest Portland on Savior Street. So somehow we all started going to church, or mom got us to church. Now, mother was never, she never went to church very much when we were growing up, partly because of her work schedule. So it was mostly just my two sisters and I that went. But also at that time, a voluntary service unit had been formed in Northwest Portland, and they did a lot of outreach in the community. So that was how we really got involved, was through the voluntary service unit. They had club nights, and we had camp. We didn't go to Drift Creek Camp. We went to Alder Creek Camp, which was, I think, somewhere around Canby in the Scotts Mills area, something like that. But I was very involved with the voluntary service unit. It was very involved in the community, and they just, you know, they were like my home away from home. So that's how we got started going to Portland Mennonite, was somebody, I think it might have been Ruth Kaufman, that was the first one that invited my mother to church. And then especially my sister Judy, her and I were the ones that pretty much kept with it, stayed involved with the church. Nancy went for several years and was baptized there, but then she kind of lost interest and didn't go as much. And my brother didn't he could never sit still long enough. So
so these voluntary service people, they were what, young adults, maybe in their early 20s, late teens, early 20s?
Yeah, I think they, I don't know exactly how old they were, but I think they were in their early 20s. And there were, you know, men and women, and just made a huge impact on my life.
Tell me something about camp, going to camp. What do you remember?
Well, there again, it's funny because one thing was there was the voluntary service unit in Northwest Portland, but then there was also a 1W unit in North Portland. And the 1W people, they were more involved in another church. This is all a little bit shady to me because I was pretty young. But for camp, when we would go to Alder Creek Camp, the 1W people and the PMC people would kind of get together. So again, they would. It was kind of an interracial, even though PMC was all white, the 1W people would bring some of the children from their neighborhood that they worked with. So again, there were, you know, a mixture of white and black children, which was good. But I just remember campus being so much fun. We went swimming every day. It was just a lot of fun. A lot of singing, a lot of stuff around the campfire, that kind of thing.
And it was a chance to get out of Portland for a little while.
Yeah, which was, you know, completely different for city kids. It was just, it was fun to get away out in the woods and be in a different environment.
So then you moved on to junior high, high school. Where was that?
I went to high school at Western Mennonite High School. It's now called Western Christian School. The church really helped my sister and I. Judy both went there, and then my brother later went there also. So I went there from freshman year on to senior year. That's where I graduated from. And I really, you know, I just can't thank the church enough for helping make that possible for me, because I know it is what changed my life. And, you know, I think I would have been on a completely different trajectory of life if I hadn't gone to school there. And, you know, we worked really hard during the summer and on weekends and stuff to make money. But for the most part, the church helped us go there.
So. Because that was not free.
Right, right. And my mother couldn't have done it. So I don't know how it all worked. I know how it worked when I sent my daughter there, but I don't know how it all worked back then. But it was just a tremendous gift that was given to us.
So were you one of the students who stayed there, like in a dormitory or something? You didn't come home every night.
Right, yes. At that time, almost all the students were dorm students. There were very few students that were just day students. So it's different than it has been recently. And so, yes, we would live there during the week and come home on weekends. And there was a pretty good group of us from PMC that were going at the time. I would say there were probably almost always a good carload, 5 or 6 or maybe even more. So it was always interesting because my mother never drove. We would always get, you know, rides with someone. And I know for at least my freshman year that, you know, different PMC people would take us. They volunteered, would drive, you know, so almost every Monday morning we had a different driver, and oftentimes they were stopped for getting a speeding ticket in, I can't think what the little town is, Dayton, I think, or Dundee, that always would pull people over if they were speeding. And so, but it was fun because different, you know, 4 or 5 of us kids would be packed in the car, and then a different PMC person would drive us all down. So, but then later years, as different people learned how to drive, you know, we would get rides with different people.
Are there still any of the people who would do those drives at Portland Mennonite now? Do you know?
I don't think so. I can't remember because I can't remember who some of those people were. Several of the years, because Janet and Keith Genridge, who were around at the time, their parents, Wayne and Ida Louise, would drive us sometimes. But I can't remember who some of the other drivers might have been.
What was it like to be living away from home?
For me, it was very good. Life at home at that time was very unsteady. We later found out that my mom was bipolar. She wasn't really diagnosed with that until her early 50s. But as we look back now, I think that there were a lot of tendencies. So life was hard. And so for me, it was really good for me to be able to be away from home. I didn't miss home. I always enjoyed coming home and talking with mom about school and what went on at school and stuff. But it was really good for me to be away. Some of it was hard because I think we were one of the only kids there that were from a single parent home. Most of the students were your traditional Mennonite homes, families, and sometimes we didn't fit in real well. So sometimes that could be hard, but for the most part, it was a really good experience.
And during those high school years, was there something kind of coming to the front or to the top in terms of what your interests were, or were you just going to high school?
I was kind of just going to high school. Again, I liked the social part of it. I didn't like the book part of it, the studying part. So for me, especially when I first got out of high school, I said, I'm never going back to school. But I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah, so during high school, I didn't really know. I was just kind of enjoyed people and being with the people.
So what year did you graduate from Western?
I graduated in 1974. Going to age me a bit, but yes.
That's my trick question. Oh.
I am still, you know, I go to my high school reunion every 5 years. We have a high school reunion and I'm still close with several of my classmates. And, you know, I love seeing them at like at the Western auction or at the MCC auction and things like that. So I'm, you know, still close with some of those people.
So you always went to Portland Mennonite, say, on the weekends when you came home.
Yeah.
And when the church was on Savior Street, could you walk to that church as well?
Yes. Yeah, we always walked to church.
At what point did the church move, and then what happened for you?
I'm not sure. I know we just celebrated, I think last year, our 50 years at the church that we're at now. And I kind of can't remember. I think I was in early high school, like freshman or maybe eighth grade, ninth grade, I don't remember. But we were still living in Northwest Portland at the time. And I know it was a big concern that, or a not concern, but something that the church committed to, because there were several of us people in Northwest Portland still that wanted to go to PMC. And especially for my family who didn't drive, they made sure that we had transportation. So there was kind of a little carpool sign up of some kind. I don't know, but they always made sure that the Hurley kids were picked up for church. So, and then when we moved, you know, Northwest Portland at that time was really becoming more kind of industrialized. And so we lived in a couple different houses and they're all got torn down, you know, along the way. So we moved to Southeast Portland, and at first we lived quite a ways out. And even then, they made sure that we always had a way into church. Someone would come and pick us up. So it was another thing that, you know, it's just that I appreciated so much that they cared enough to make sure that we had a way to get to church.
And while we're still talking about church, do you have any specific special memories of, say, especially in those high school, maybe in years after that? Memories of other things that made PMC special for you?
Yeah, I remember Bible school. I loved Bible school. This was when it was still over in Northwest Portland. We would have 2 weeks of summer Bible school in the evenings, and that was always a lot of fun. I remember having singing before church. I loved having singing, or not before church, but before Sunday school. They would get all of us together, and that's where I learned all of my little children's church songs. And MYF, I loved MYF. We had a great group at MYF. We had great MYF sponsors all through my years. I'm still close with many of them. And so just, you know, just those different people that just touched my life and made such a huge impact on my life will always be so special to me and such good memories. And those mentors that I had along the way are just helped shape me.
And I think that there was a special man that came into your life that is also somehow connected with PMC or the Mennonites.
Well, he's connected with the Mennonites. I went into, because I didn't want to go to school after I graduated from high school, I wasn't real sure what I wanted to do. And, you know, there again, several people that I was close to with at PMC, several adults kind of just stepped up and said, you know, Karen, Mennonite voluntary service would just be a great thing for you to do until you can kind of figure out what you want to do. So that's what I did. In February, after I graduated from high school, I went into voluntary service in Ohio. And that's where I met Galen, my husband. His church was kind of our unit sponsor church. So he wasn't in voluntary service, but he went to Aurora Mennonite, which was our church that we all went to. And his parents especially took a very big interest in the voluntary service unit. And so when any new person would come or when they would leave, they would have us over to their house for dinner. And actually, it's the story that we like to tell is that his two sisters also married people that I was in voluntary service with at the time. So three of us were married like in a year, all to voluntary service people. And we used to tease his mom and tell her that we think that she had a reason for inviting the unit over all the time. It was her little matchmaking way of doing things. So that's how I met my husband. And then I moved him here to Portland. So after we both spent time at Heston College and then moved here.
So how long were you actually in voluntary service in Ohio?
I was just there for a year.
And yeah. During that year, you met Galen. And how soon did you get married? Was it within that same year?
No, we didn't get married for, it was about 2 years later. He had already left for Heston while I was still in voluntary service. And then I came home for a year and lived. And then I went to Heston also. And we got married between my freshman and sophomore year. So in 1977, we got married.
And what were you studying at Heston?
I graduated with a degree in early childhood education. When I was in voluntary service, I worked for a home for severely mentally and handicapped children. And my kind of desire was to maybe go into special education of some kind, but I got a degree in early childhood education.
And that was a 2-year degree?
Yeah, yeah. And in 1978, my sister that was just a year older than me was killed in a biking accident right here in Portland. She was very involved at PMC. It was a very difficult time for everyone. And Galen and I knew that we didn't want to stay in Kansas. We knew we wanted to live closer to one of our families. And so when that happened to my sister, I knew that I needed to move home to Portland. I took it very hard, but my mother did too. And it was just, I just knew that I needed to be home with her and help my family here. So Galen and I in 1979 moved back to Portland. So I drug him here.
I have a funny feeling you didn't have to drag him.
No, he really didn't want to move back to Ohio. And he loves Oregon. He absolutely loves Oregon. So it was a good move.
You sort of rescued him.
Yes. And, you know, I'm a city girl at heart, and I knew that I needed to be in the city. So,
and you're still at PMC all these years later.
We are. You know, sometimes I've said, you know, maybe I should try a different church because other than the Mennonite churches I went to when I was in voluntary service and when I lived in Kansas, I really haven't tried any other churches. But I just, you know, PMC is my family, and I have just really never had a big desire to go anywhere else. And, you know, through the ups and downs and hard times, and, you know, the church has always been there for me. And I just love this church. I love the people. I love their mission. I just love this church.
And you raised both of your daughters there as well.
I did. Yes. I have two girls, Charity, who lives in Virginia. And then I have Nicole, who lives in the Tri-Cities, Washington area. Yeah, they were both raised, you know, here and very involved in PMC, went there their whole life. So, well, their whole growing up years.
So now we're in the midst of a pandemic, jumping ahead here. What is your situation? Are you still working? Are you working from home? Give us a little update.
Yes, I'm still working. I work for Providence in the business office. So I work in like physicians billing. And when COVID first started, we weren't real sure. A lot of people worked at home already, but a lot of us didn't also. So we weren't really sure what was going to happen. But they quickly figured out how to move most of us home. So ever since March, I have been working at home. It was a challenge. Some of the technology stuff that I kind of had to get used to. And, you know, the first couple days I was on the phone with the IT department for several hours trying to figure things out. But I have been extremely grateful that I was able to keep my job. I did have to take like a 3-week furlough. This summer they had us take a week off a month. But other than that, it's just, you know, been kind of working at home. So it's not the way I like to work. I miss the people. I don't like the isolation. But again, I'm very thankful that I was able to continue to work.
And you've already told us that the best parts of life, it sounds like, are the social friendship parts of life.
Yeah, those are very important to me. Yeah. I just want to end saying that as hard as life was growing up as a child, I have come to a place where I appreciate and admire my mom so much. It's taken me a lot of years and some therapy to get to this place, but I think she is such a strong woman, and I'm not sure if I could have raised 4 kids on my own the way that she did. And I'm so glad that I'm able to be able to say that now as an adult and being a mom myself and knowing really what she sacrificed for us kids and how hard she worked. And she, a couple of years ago, became a member at PMC, and she probably in the last 10 years had been a pretty active member until she moved a couple of years ago to Sweet Home to live with my brother. So I miss her not being around. Life was hard growing up, but I admire my mom and her strength.
Well, Karen, thank you so, so much for taking the time to share some of your amazing stories and a bit of the history of the church that we all attend. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It was fun doing this with you.
And thank you for joining us for this episode of COVID Chronicles. We hope you discovered something new and feel more connected to your friends at Portland Mennonite. I'm your host, Gloria Nussbaum. Until next time, stay well and keep the faith.